as in the previous years, for the few weeks before Yom Tov, before Pesach, we learn Shulchan Aruch, Asim and Halacha L'maisa. Last year, we covered nicely a big chelek of Hilchas Afiyas Matzah. And this year, we'll try to go into the halachas of beer chametz, getting rid of the chametz, as well as mechiras chametz. Be'ikr mechiras chametz, which is a way of getting rid of the chametz. And we'll try to speak about the common shailas that come up and what to know what goes on by a mechira. The first thing which is important to know is that there is no chiyuv. You don't have to sell the chametz. If a person doesn't have chametz, you don't have to make a mechira. If somebody moves into a new house and did not take along any chametz whatsoever, he knows he didn't take any chametz along, he doesn't have to make a mechira. There's no chiyuv to make a mechira. There's no mitzvah. You don't have to buy chametz to make a mechira. If you have chametz, then you have to go ahead and you have to sell it. And Cheschenach speaks about beer, about Sreifa. We'll speak about it afterwards. You have to, there's no mitzvah, there's no chiv. If you have chametz, you have to sell it.
But it's in case there's chametz around, and the Shiva Zachno, the blias, and the pot.
We're going to speak about the blias, but in case, let's say you know that there's no chametz, you went to a place, you moved into a brand new house, a marshal, you went into a brand new house. Or somebody that can't have any wheat and he knows he's off any chametz for years. No chametz, makom she'ein machnisim by chametz, for an example. So you don't have to have a mechira. Let's back up to see how it materialized the mechira. Back in the day when they started using the method of mechira, mechira's chametz, a way of getting rid of the chametz. So what was done was every person put all his chametz into a box, went to the guy next door, sold the chametz, gave the box of chametz to the guy, and it was the guy's. If the guy wanted, and sometimes he did, he ate the chametz, and it was his. And after Pesach, he went back. If the guy wanted, he sold back the chametz, didn't sell back the chametz, but that was done then. Originally, when the mechira, the method of the oifen of getting rid of the chametz was, you put all your chametz into a box, into a bag, you took it over to the guy, you sold it to the guy, and that's it. You got rid of your chametz. Over the years, problems came up when people were selling the chametz. They didn't know what they were doing. They weren't doing the proper kinyanim. These are a lot of different kinyanim that we do. Maybe we'll speak about a behemshech in a different shir. There's a lot of kinyanim that are done. It has to be sold properly, because if it's not a good mechira, the chametz is still yours. It doesn't make a difference that it's in the guy's rishos. You're still going to be over bal yirah, bal yimotzeh. So since it started getting complicated, the mechira, which means people weren't selling it properly and they were being over by having chametz on Pesach, so it changed over that we go over to the Rav, and the Rav is our shliach. He's our agent to sell your chametz to the guy. The Rav doesn't buy your chametz. You don't sell your chametz to the Rav. The Rav is sachakol, he's a shliach. He's an agent for you to make sure that it's a good transaction, a good mechira, the chametz is sold from the guy. From you to the guy. That's the Rav's job. Really, since the Rav is not buying any chametz from you, you really don't need any kinyan. When we go to the Rav, we do a kinyan sudr, he gives you a pen, a yarmulke, a gartel, and you pick it up, you make a mashliach. Really, you don't need any kinyan. The Rambam says, the Rambam is in Hilchas Mechira, Perakei Alochi Aleph, Yesh Dvorim Harbe, She'ein Tzrichen Kinyan. There's a lot of things that you don't need a kinyan. Ve'ein le'kinyan b'mtam. There's no reason and you don't need it. There's no reason to make a kinyan. One of the things, says the Rambam, is if you make a shliach, oy ha'ois a shliach. If you make a shliach, you don't need a kinyan. So technically, when we ask the Rav to sell our chametz, there should be no need of a kinyan. And there actually is really no need for a kinyan. And taka some sell over the phone, as they talk about selling the chametz online. But that's the idea of the, selling the chametz. You're not selling it to the Rav. The Rav, there's no kinyan. Yeah, you're making him a shliach, an agent. You're marshia him to sell your chametz. However, so why taka do we do a kinyan? Why do we do a kinyan? When you go to the Rav, why taka do you do a kinyan? So the Rambam says, weiter, the Rambam and Halacha Yud Gimel, kinyan zeh, shenoagu lahaknois be'elu advarim, but we taka do make a kinyan in some of the list, what the Rambam says, that you don't need a kinyan machlal, says the Rambam, enoi moyol klom, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't accomplish anything. You don't need a kinyan. Says the Rambam, elo lohidia, she'enoi oimer dvarim elu kemesachik. You know, it's not just a joke. Meaning to say is when you make somebody a shliach, it could be you don't really mean it. It doesn't look like you're really making them a shliach. We want to show that it's real, that it's legit, that you mean to make them a shliach. You mean it. Since we're here to show, we want the Rav to be our shliach. We want to show it real. We want to make the shliach, it should look real. So we make a kinyan. But we have to understand, when you pick up that pen, when you pick up that gartel, when you're there by the Rav, that item that you pick up, you're not, it's not, it's a kinyan. You're doing a ma'isa kinyan to legitimize, to show that you want to make him an agent for you. But you're not really, you're not selling anything to him. You're not selling now anything to the guy. You're just giving him permission to sell your chametz. So the kinyan that we do is just a kinyan to show that we want to make the Rav a shliach. How was the mechira? The mechira used to be, like we mentioned before, you used to take all your chametz, put it in a box, in a bag, or hold it in your hand, and take it over to the goy and sell the chametz. And the truth is, that's really how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, the din of mechiras chametz. The Shulchan Aruch, the mechaber in Tof Mem Ches Sif Gimel, the lashon is v'imachroi ayinasnoi leina yudi. Whether if you sell it mechiras chametz or you don't have to sell it, you can give him nasnoi. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Shemechutz Labayis, you take it out of your house, Koydim HaPesach, that would be a way of getting rid of your chametz, you sell it to the goy, Shemechutz Labayis, you take it out of your house. That's what used to be done, and actually there are some that do it now. Also, when I went to watch to see how the Mechira takes place from Rabbonim to the goy, there are those that the Rabbonim actually come with their box of chametz, they give it over to the goy. But that's the din, how it used to be, and that's the din of the Shulchan Aruch, to take the chametz out of your house. Why do you have to take the chametz out of your house? Why do you have to take the chametz out? Why can you leave the chametz in your house and sell it to the goy? It's not yours. The Gemara says, the Gemara, Psachim Daf Heim at Beis, the Isser of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotza, seeing, having chametz in your house, is Shalcha Iyat Aroya. You're not allowed to see your own chametz. But if it's not your chametz, shalachayrim, other people's chametz, you're allowed to see. So why do you have to get, why do you have to remove the chametz, the Shulchan Aruch, that's what they used to do, to move it out of your house? Well, you have to move it out of your house. You sell it to the guy, it belongs to the guy, and you're not over. Furthermore, if a guy lives in your house, you rent them a room, or he has his chametz in your house, you do not have to move it out. Even if you sell your chametz and you take your box of chametz and you give it to the guy, his chametz that's in your house, you don't have to take out. So why does the guy have to, why do you have to remove your chametz, move it out of your house? Why do you have to move it out? The Shulchan Aruch says, Shemechutz labayis. Why Shemechutz labayis? Why can't you just sell it to the guy? And the guy will own the chametz in your house. Shalcha yata roya. Now that you see in your own chametz, avalata roya shalachayrim, and the chametz that's in your house is not your chametz, it actually belongs to the guy. Says the Chayk Yaakov, that we want to accomplish over here a kinyan mashicha. By the guy taking it out of your house, when it's removed out of your house, one of the kinyanim that we want to accomplish by selling it to the guy is a kinyan mashicha. We have other kinyanim, we have kesef, hopefully we'll get to, we'll speak about it. But we want to accomplish this kinyan mashicha, and therefore, if it's going to be in your house and you just sell it to the guy, you don't have a kinyan mashicha. We want to accomplish this kinyan mashicha by that, in removing it from your house, the guy takes it. So shemachutz labayis just means that it has to be moved, so there's a kinyan mashicha.
Why is it so important to have mashicha?
It's a good question. Why do you need mashicha? So we're going to speak about it, Be'ez Hashem Behemshech, if the time, one of the weeks allow it, to understand the kinyanim that take place to the goy, which is less relevant to all of us, because we just asked the goy, the rav, to take care of it. But we want to accomplish many kinyanim, and even as many kinyanim as we do, there are still those that don't want to rely on mechira, and they don't sell chametz gomer. So as many kinyanim as we could accomplish, including the kinyan of Mashiach, we do. So you want to know why we want to do Mashiach? Because we want to accomplish that the chametz should really be sold to the goy. So we're going to move on now to what you're asking, which, why is it so important to move into the goy's rishus? We just said that we make a mashicha to pull it out of your rishus to the goy, so you have mashicha. But really what would come out is, right after the mashicha, you should be able to put it right back into the Yisrael's rishus. Why? Because shulchot yatarayav at the rosh shalachim, there should be no problem. Yeah, why do you taka have to... Why do you have to move it when you move it out of your rishus? Why can't you put it back right when it's done? You use a mashicha, you did a kinyan. Now you should be able to put it back. It's avaliyat roya shalachirim. What's the problem?
Is there any worry that you're going to come to eat it yourself? Is that part of the problem?
Yeah, that's one of the two reasons why. But let's just a second more. We'll get to that in a minute. That's the second reason the Pri Chadosh says. The first reason says the Pri Chadosh, that it really doesn't look right. It's mechsi kechimtzai. Let's think about it. You have your Cheerios in your house, and you're selling it. If it's the goy's Cheerios, so it's not my chametz. What do you want from me? But if it's my chametz in my house, it looks like it's my chametz. You're not over. It's not shulcha. It just doesn't look right. Your chametz in your house on Pesach. Therefore, we want it removed. Besides the kinyan, we want it removed. That's one reason. It just doesn't look right. It's mechsi, the lashon mechsi kechimtzai. It looks like it's your chametz in your house. Another reason, like Morty mentioned very clearly, says the Pri Chadosh, that we're worried. Shema yavi la'ichla. Why shema yavi la'ichla? Since all year around you're eating chametz, loy badal menei. Every year, in the morning you get up, you like eat Cheerios as your breakfast, you take Cheerios out of your morning. So now, just because you sold it to the guy, you might do it again. Like bottle minay. And therefore, we want the chametz removed out of your house. So, we have the Shulchan Aruch, which is really what used to be done. A person should remove his chametz to make a kinyan and not bring it back, because it doesn't look right in your house. And another reason is also because like bottle minay. A person might by mistake come to take his chametz. If it's the goy's chametz, it's not your chametz. You know it's not yours. You're not going to go take the goy's chametz. But if it's your chametz in your cabinet, so just because you sold it to the goy, you don't have bal yirah, bal yimatzah. It's not yours, but you might come to eat it. So what do we do, Taka? We lamaisa, we keep all, when we sell the chametz, I sell a lot of chametz. I haven't had yet anybody to bring the chametz to bring over to the guy. What do we do, Taka, that we don't give over the chametz? Why, Taka? So the Bach and the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah brings it, says that if somebody has a lot of chametz and it's efsher, he just can't bring all the chametz over to the guy. Like for an example, a store, you have so many boxes of chametz, it's efsher, it's very hard to remove all the chametz. So what do? So if it's too hard, the din is you could sell that room, that property, you sell it to the guy, and that's as if you removed it from your rishus. Since it's not in your rishus anymore, whether if you have it in the garage and you sell the garage to the guy. So mamela, you don't have the chametz. You're right that maybe these what to be choshish, it doesn't look, but it's not yours anymore. It's in the goy's rishus. Just like if you would actually move it out and bring it into the goy's property, to his house. So now your garage is the goy's house. And that's really what we rely on. That's what we're noyig, even though maybe we don't have that much chametz and maybe it is efshir, but that's what we rely on, which besides we sell the chametz. When you ask the Rav to sell your chametz, you're actually asking him also for the property. But one thing, we don't sell the property. I think we don't sell the property because it could be complicated. If you sell it and the shtar mechir, we write in it, it's a legal document, it could be complicated. If you sell it and then he wants to go afterwards and see the value, and what's if he wants to buy it, you're selling your house, and if he wants to buy it. So like this, we rent it. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Hainu Sheyimker Oyasker Loi, which means the idea of selling the property to the guy, you could rent him the property also. So this is from the first things to know when you go to the Rav to sell your chametz. Besides selling your chametz, you're also renting out the property where the chametz is. So some people put it in a closet, some people put it in a room, some people put it in a garage, and they rent out the whole room, the whole garage, or even a cabinet. They rent out the space to the goy, and that accomplishes that you don't have to remove the chametz and bring it over to the goy, because now the goy, it's in the goy's rishus without you removing it. Mechitzas Shal Asara will speak afterwards, because he sometimes that you do need, sometimes you don't need. Either we'll speak, discuss after the shir. It's sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, and when you don't. But however, one thing is clear: when it's put into the goy's rishus, obviously it's in a way, not because it belongs to the goy, that's why we tape it up and we lock it up. It's because you shouldn't mistakenly go in there and take your chametz. But we're not going to focus on that sugya of mistakenly taking chametz on Yom Tov. And if you find chametz, we're really trying to understand now the general mechira that we asked the Rav to sell the chametz for us. We want to understand what we're selling. We're selling the chametz. But not only the chametz, we're also selling, we're renting out the property where the chametz is. Since we are renting out the property, not only the chametz itself, it's very important. And it's obviously like that. If you rent the goy, the garage, the room, or wherever it is, or if you're going away for the whole Pesach and you're renting the whole house, you have to let the goy has to be able to go inside. Because if not, it's a joke, the whole part two of renting him your property. If you rent him the property, he rented it for the 8-9, he rented it for Pesach, from Erev Pesach to Matzah Pesach, or till you get it back, he rented it, so if you rented it, you have to let him in. So, you look at the shtaris, a lot, most say, method of entry. You have to write in either a combination, or write a telephone number, because they don't want to write the combination, because then the goy is going to look, they're afraid. Some give over a key to the Rav, and then if the goy wants to go in, the Rav has the key. But that's clear, it has to be in a way that he can get in. If he can't get in, it's really, you're making a joke out of the whole sale, not the chametz part, because the chametz part is you could sell him and he'll have to figure out how to get it. He'll get it, you'll come. But he has to be able to get in for the schiris also. He has to be able to his property, renting him his property.
How does it affect whether you're allowed to go into those
places? Oh, very good. We'll get to that. What Morty's bringing up literally in a half a minute. I just want to point out, I get this shiloh sometimes. What happens with the wine? You rent that your garage and people tell me I have wine inside. Does the wine become Yai Nesach? So these two things about it. First of all, just in general in Yai Nesach, if the bottles are sealed or closed, it doesn't make a difference. Even if the wine belongs to the guy, it's not Yai Nesach. It doesn't become Yai Nesach only if it's an open bottle. That's first of all. And secondly, you're not selling the wine to the guy. Now, if it's an open bottle and the guy could go in, then it's a shaila if he may have gone in and you don't know. But if it's a closed bottle, Aleph, it doesn't become Yai Nesach. Oh, very good. 4 years ago, remember, Yai Nesach. And the second part is that you don't sell the wine to the guy. When you rent out the garage with the chametz, you're selling just the chametz, and you're renting either the whole garage, you don't want to make a bedik over there, you're renting the whole property. But your sukkah that you have in your garage and your wine and your other storage, you're not selling to the guy. So the guy doesn't even, it's not even becoming his wine. So that's just to keep the Yai Nesach Shaila, which is not really relevant.
That's why you don't sell the Kalim.
We're going to get to Kalim in a minute also. Now that's Yai Nesach, we'll get to it in a minute. Morty wanted to know what's about going in, just 2 minutes. What's about, then we'll take more Shailas. What's about going in? This shilas come out from the most common shilas. What's about going in? You rent you rent to the guy the property. What's about going in?
Going in is open. Oh, the only problem during the night, during the daytime. If your house is open during the daytime, that's enough. You don't have to by nighttime.
No. What do you mean by night by day? We're talking about you rent the garage to the guy. The garage belongs to the guy. But you realize you left your kid's bike inside the garage. Could you go into the garage? You rented it out to the guy. Are you allowed to go in?
But I meant earlier when you're speaking about...
We'll get back to it. Are you allowed to go into the garage? So this is clearly, it's written into the shtar when selling to the guy, that we give permission if needed. You should only do a leis atzarech. Some weren't even happy about it, bechlal. But that would be, if you need to get something, we allow ourselves permission, even though the guy rents the garage or the room or the house, we allow permission to go in to get something if we need it. Agav, this is not the shmooze now, but just to bring out in the permission, if let's say somebody needs a medication, medication of chametz, person should ask a rav. I'm just bringing out the idea what's in the sale to understand. Again, please, even going in, you should ask a rav what matzav, how, every mechira, you should ask your rav. But even the chametz itself, if let's say you need to take chametz medication, no boarding, that comes out of mola. That you sold to the guy. So even that, we allow it, we ask, we write it in the shtar, we give ourselves permission to take. But that, you have to pay afterwards. You have to pay the guy for it, because he bought it, and you have to give him some money afterwards. But we give ourselves permission, that's even extended permission. But anyways, you have permission to go into the property. That, the poiskim answer and explain, use a shaila. Let's say you rent out a room, or you rent out a garage, you rent it to the guy. L'chayru, when it's the guy's, there's no chiyuv mezuzah. And if there's no chiyuv mezuzah, after Pesach, when you get back to the garage, which means that now when the garage is back yours, now there's a chiyuv mezuzah. And there's a mezuzah on from before when there was no shas chiyuv.
I don't know if you can get to this, but...
Just a second, I want a second.
Renting is the same...
It's a big shaila. It's a big shaila. Lamaisa, the Velt... The poskim say the velt is not noyik to be machmer to put on new mezuzah. It's a whole hilchos mezuzah shaila. But in some tshuvas, we want to explain that since we allow ourselves permission for oidos so the guy doesn't live there, so mameila you don't have to be choshish to replace the mezuzah. You don't have to replace the mezuzah. Yes, Morty.
There's all over the place that are not in places of real chiyuv.
So, like this, if it's in a place where it's questionable, it's a machlokes. In many places we put where it's a shaila, it's a machlokes, if you have to put a mezuzah or not. However, we put without a bracha, yes, shkoich rabshi, without a bracha. But lemaisa, if let's say you rent out that room, that office space, and then afterwards it's the guys and there's no chiv mezuzah, so if you want to be machmer that there should be a mezuzah, you put it without a bracha. But you want to be machmer to put a mezuzah again, you have to take it down and put it back up. It was up with shalei b'makom chiyuv. Even if on the offices and stores, and if it's a shaila, but al atzad you're putting a mezuzah because you're machmer like those shitas.
When you go to different rabbanim to sign the shtar mechira, you have some that have a card like this, you have some that have three pages of a contract. What's the difference?
We're going to speak about that also. I actually have two shtars. Some people want the easier, simple, fast-track shtar. And then I have more like an itemized shtar. You fill out exactly what kalim. I'm sorry, not what kalim. What items, what you're selling, what chametz, and what parts of your house.
There's a lot of text also.
A lot, yeah, a full page. To answer it, bekitzer for now, but hopefully we'll go into more elaborating. The more we write and we spell out, the more we show and we legitimize and we show we mean the sale real. Back, you look in different tshuvas, different shtaras from Poiskim from then, they just had you sign your name. I'm going to speak about it. Not that that wasn't good, but the more you write and you clarify, it looks like a real sale. You just sign your name, you're selling. Yeah, you're selling. What are you selling? What? Who? Where? When? But if you write, I'm selling this cabinet and that cabinet and my car and my trunk and my vacation home. When you start spelling out... That makes it more legit. We're also going to speak about what is more or less the minimal. let's say, well, we spoke before, method of entry is a pretty serious thing. If you're renting the property, you're selling him chametz, he has to be able to get to it. He has to know the address. Where is he buying it? But we'll go through, if you have to, but just these different levels of what makes something looks more real. We'll try to cover, there's a few more things, we'll try to cover one more item in the Mechira, which was mentioned before, I forgot who brought it up, about the Kalim. We spoke about you sell the chametz, you're really supposed to move it out of your house, we rent the property to the guy, so that's called removing it from your house, taking care of. So you sell all your chametz, your pretzels, and your cookies, and your Cheerios. What's about your chametz to gedishes? What's about your chametz to gedishes? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafnun Aleph, important Shulchan Aruch, Sif Aleph, I'm going to read the Lashon, Kederish Shal Cheres, you have earthenware pots, bowls, that you shenishtamash behem chametz kol hashana, you use it for chametz. Afilu oisem she oisem behem daisa, you make cereals, chametz to get cereals, mishafshef on hativ, you rinse it out well, be'inyin shalei chametz nikavim, you rinse it out well, Umutter lash hoisan. Again, you have chametz digger bowls that you use literally for chametz. You're allowed to rinse it out. You rinse it out before Pesach, and you're allowed to use it after Pesach. You don't have to sell it. Your chametz digger dishes, you rinse it out. Umutter lash hoisan lachra Pesach lishtamish bam. The Mishnah Berurah explains that even though these really blias of chametz, and when you're going to cook after Pesach, the blias are going to come out. They're going to come out, and it won't be enough 60 to be mavatal. So l'chayra, even though chametz avral of a Pesach mederaisa is not awesome, mederabon and they asked it out knas. So l'chayra, why is it not problematic when your dishes have blias that after Pesach, when you're going to cook, make cereal again, the blias, what's absorbed in the wool, is going to come out. And it's gonna go in, and you have blias that went chametz shavu'ah of a Pesach. So the answer is, says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason why it's not a problem is because only chametz be'en. That's what he says. The lashon. V'loikansu el al chametz be'en avu mashe belua loikansu. And then he says, lachein the lashon lachein mutel letchatchilo levashel be'machra Pesach. No problem. You have chametz the gedishes, rinse them out well. And the reason to rinse them is because, like we see, if there's any chametz be'en, that will be a problem. Your challah mixer, either clean it well or that you would have to sell. We'll speak about selling it, how that works, because you can run into a different issue. But the thing is, what you don't have to sell, all your chametz the gedishes that are clean, they came out of the dishwasher, they're clean. As long as they're clean, there's no chametz be'en on it. You don't have to sell it, and you could use it after Pesach, even if the blias come out.
It's negated brocks.
What do you mean about a brocks?
No, even if
Let's speak about after. I want to just finish up just this Kalim part. We'll speak afterwards. Even more, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, and Tof Nun Siv Zayin, the Yesh Matirin, Lahochim Chamin Bekli Chametz, which means not only are you allowed to use the kalim after Pesach, even on Pesach, kalim that are not cooking kalim, they have big pots that are chametz thick. You're allowed to cook up hot water if it's used, you're using it, let's say, to bathe in it, which means blias of chametz come out. You're allowed to use it on Pesach. Ramah. V'yashmatirim lahachim chamim v'kli chametz v'lirchoitz v'chein shar tzar chayana. You're allowed to use kli chametz v'chein haminik. Ramah. Tof nun siv zayin. Not only are you allowed, you don't have to sell those pots, you're even allowed to use it. Only pots that are not cooking pots, because then we're afraid once you're going to use it, you might use it for cooking also, which that's a problem because the blias will come into your Pesach digger food. But if you want to use the pots just for its type of pots that are not made to cook, you're allowed to use it even on Pesach. So you see pretty clearly you don't have to sell chametz to get kalim. Again, if these chametz be'en, a mixer, that would be a problem. And you have to clean it. Now, if you already want to sell it, let's say a mixer, regular pots, you don't have to sell if it's clean. What's if it's not clean, these chametz on it? we don't sell the pots. We just sell the chametz that's stuck onto the pot. That's the lashon on the shtar that I have. We sell the chametz that's on the pots. If you're going to sell the pots itself, there's a problem. You might have to toivel it. Well, I'm saying a problem because it's a machloikis. The chachmas adam, kitzah shulchan aruch, v'oid say that if you sell a pot to a guy, this bechira of Pesach, if it belongs to a guy, for sure needs tefillah, but b'chahai gavna, you have to toivel it again. You have to go and toivel it. A minute more, I want to just finish up and we'll discuss. There are those that argue that Lamais, if you did sell the Kalim, you don't have to title, but it's a machloikus, so a person should refrain and not sell the Kalim itself. We only sell the mamoshes, the crumbs that are on the pots. So you don't have to sell it. Lamais, and we saw, the blias of the pots, you don't have to. However, there are those that do it. The Ein Tegapoiskim, Rabbi Yashiv says, you don't have to. In the Stipel of Shtar, it said that he sold the Blias in the pot. They bring in the Sefer, the Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky Shlita said that it was only Lerafcha the Milsa. But as we see, that you don't have to sell it. You could even use the pot that has Blias on Pesach for what's stuck on top. That could be problematic. And for that, you have to sell. But don't sell the pot itself. And again, the Blias, some even say you can't sell the Blias, even if you try to sell it, because there's no mamash, it's nothing. You could sell an item, you can't sell the Blias. Blias is just a din that the Blias come out. There's a shiloh about it. So just to sum up what we have over here, when we do a machir of chametz, we want to accomplish that the chametz is removed from our house. And by that, not only do we sell the chametz, we also sell we rent out the property of where the chametz is, and that makes dinim, we have to let the goy in. And then we also said, when you sell, even though you sell all the chametz, by kalim, you have to take caution. We don't sell the kalim itself, we just sell the chametz that's on top of the chametz. To be continued, have a wonderful Shabbos.
Is that the crumbs on the mitzvah?